Well, I'm kind of excited to give this sermon tonight. And I think you will be too when I get finished. It's going to be where we're going to live whenever we get to heaven. And it's not going to be a comparison to where we live now. I mean, where we live now is not going to be any comparison to where it's going to be. So the title tonight is going to be New Mansions and a New Jerusalem. So this is what we have to look forward to, and it's what I'd like to talk about tonight. And if our hearts are right, we will receive these things that I'm going to tell you about. In John 14, 2 and 3, he says, "In my Father's house are many mansions." And that's his mansion, not just houses, this is a mansion and palaces. "If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." So it is a prepared place for us. And Christ himself is preparing these places. And it's going to be wonderful. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." And that's at the Great Judgment Day. He will come again and receive us unto himself, that where I am, there you may be also. So God's mansions, they are all prepared for us. You know, Christ didn't become a carpenter for nothing. It takes brains to be a carpenter. There's a lot of mathematics in it. And there's a lot of teacher's work in it. And he is preparing these places for us right now. And these are prepared for Christ, for us, by Christ himself. And he chose to be that carpenter so he could learn to build. Because he's preparing and building. So in Acts 1, verse 2, Christ taught his apostles. He just left the tomb for 3 days and 3 nights in the tomb, and he met his apostles in the upper room, and he taught them the whole time. The 40 days that he was out of the tomb and before he ascended to heaven, he taught his apostles about the kingdom of God. So when it was time for Christ to ascend to heaven, he told his apostles, he said, do not leave Jerusalem here until you have received the Holy Spirit. Wait for God. And he taught them that 40 days. And at the end of that 40 days, while he was talking to his apostles, they saw him ascend to heaven. And he rose up into the air and disappeared in a cloud. So the angels were standing there. These men were all standing there looking up into heaven. And probably they had their mouths open and aghast. And they were in wonderment because he defied gravity. And he went to heaven. And he said to wait in Jerusalem until the Spirit comes to you. And then 10 days later, on the day of Pentecost, the people in Jerusalem that was there, the apostles, they received the Holy Spirit at that time, and that's when the church was formed. So 10 days later, this has happened. This is on the day of Pentecost. So heaven is like the 10 virgins. We need to be prepared. This is what Brother Chris was talking about last Wednesday night, which he so eloquently explained to us. And we are supposed to be prepared for him when he comes. And the gist of the story is preparation. Preparing for the king to come. In 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16, Jesus, who called you holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy because I am holy. Then the kings will say, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. So in 2 Peter 1:1, it says, brothers, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. In Revelations, we read of a story, and he says also, he says to watch. In Revelation 3:3, Christ says, watch. Watch that I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. But if we have prepared ourselves for God's return, God promises us in Revelation 21:7 says, he who is prepared and overcome shall inherit all things. And that includes the mansion that Christ went to prepare for us. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Now this new Jerusalem in Revelation 21, starting in verse 10. And this holy angel was carrying John, the Apostle John, up into a great, in the spirit, carried him away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Now this is what we are going to inherit. Having the glory of God, and her light looked like a most precious stone, like jasper stone, as clear as crystal. And I have one of those stones, those jasper stones, and Brenda's wearing it tonight. If anybody wants to see it, they can do it. And it is a beautiful stone. And it comes in a lot of different colors. And these are gemstones, and they're very expensive. So that's what this New Jerusalem is going to be built off, is jasper. Be like a precious stone, like a jasper stone, as clear as crystal. And she had a great and high wall with 12 gates, that this heaven that's coming down from heaven, or this Jerusalem that's coming down from heaven, they have 12 gates in this in the walls of this great city. And 12 angels at each one at each gate. There are 12 gates and 12 angels. And names are written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of Israel. Three gates in the east, three in the north, south, and the west. Now the wall of the city has 12 foundations, and on them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb is written on those foundations. And he called upon me to be had a goal to measure the city. And he says the city is made out like a square box. It's same height as it is, the length and the breadth is the same. It's like a square. And this I made some measurements of, let's see, there was, the city was laid out in great depth, measured, and there's 12,000 furlongs. So the 12,000 furlongs equals 1,500 miles. Now, I took some places. I took Myrtle Beach, and I took San Antonio, Texas. And that's about the same measurement, would be 1,500 feet, or 1,500 miles. It'll take you somewhere around 22, 23 hours to drive that far. That's how big the city is. So, that's a huge city. 1,500 miles, that's a long way to drive. I've driven it that far, but it's taken me a couple days. And then they measured the walls of this great city. It's 1,500 miles wide and 1,500 tall. That's a tall building. And 1,500 wide in length. They're all equal. And they measured the wall as 44 cubits. And 44 cubits, that's the thickness of the wall. So that's going to be pretty thick. And I took the measurements of that, and it says that is equal to 216 feet thick. That's the walls of this city. So that's a pretty thick wall. But it's a big city. And it's a big foundation. It's got 12 foundations and 12 doors. So that this city is going to be made out of pure jasper. There is a lot of other jewels and gems that this city is going to be made out of. And it lists a lot of them up here. You know, sapphire and emeralds. Each door is going to be made out of a solid jewel. It's all going to be a solid jewel. It's not going to be just piecemeal or two pieces. It's all solid. So these gates are made out of pearls. Each individual gate was a one pearl. So that's a huge pearl. It don't say how high these gates are, but they're probably pretty high, because the people are coming and going out of these gates. And but the gates are never closed. They're always open. in the city, and I saw no temple in that city. Because John never saw a temple. Because the temple of God Almighty Himself and the Lamb are its temple. So the city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it for the glory of illumination, and the Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in that light. And the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor unto it. Its gate shall not be shut all day, and there shall be no night. There is no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations unto it. And he showed me a great river, a pure river, a river of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. So there's a river coming through from the Lamb, from the underneath God's throne. And on each end of that river, or on each side of that river, there is the tree of life. We only read of one tree of life in Genesis, but evidently there's two, because there's one on each side of this river, and it bears its fruit 12 times, or once a month, 12 times a year. So, and the leaves on this tree is made to heal the nations. It's a medicine that will heal the nation. And these gems that I'm telling you about, that this great city is made of, these are healing gems, and they heal parts of your body. They can. And that's what this whole city is made of. And it's, of course, the streets are pure gold. Of course, we read about that all the time, about the streets being silver, pure gold. So it sounds like that's going to be an exciting time. And this is going to be the mansion that we're going to live in. There's inside of this great city, I'm sure there's mansions that are built there for us to live in when we come, when Christ comes back to take us home with him. There we're going to be assigned a mansion. And it's going to be no comparison to what we live in now. So that's going to be an exciting time, and it's worth watching for, and it's worth being prepared for. And I hope tonight that if there is someone here that needs to make it right with God, that make it right with God so they can confess their sins and repent of their sins, and they give a clear confession according to Matthew 10:32. If you confessing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, so and after that you can be baptized, like the eunuch was baptized in Acts 2:38. They were baptized, and we can receive that baptism too, and we can be part of this group of people that God is coming back to get and take back with him to live in these mansions and palaces and places that we would never dream of today. So hopefully you can make it right with God tonight if you're not ready for Him to come and to be ready for these things to happen to you.